You seem like you got a lot on your mind tonight. What do you say we spin the old wheel of anger? And today's subject is singing the national anthem in Spanish. Jim?
Gracias, Mark. Antes de que comience, deseo decir que la camisa usted esté desgastando marcas que usted parece una vaca gorda.
Okay. What?
Okay?
What?
Okay?
All right, look, Jim, it's getting frustrating. I can't understand what you're saying, and we really don't have time for this crap.
¿Cómo?
Look, Jim, if you're trying to make the point that even a liberal like me can get annoyed sometimes when immigrants won't speak English, I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Es divertida usted perdida eso. Usted doc mudo, ¿por qué usted es tan elegante como un rectángulo de roca schmuck?
All right, look, I don't know what that meant, but I'm pretty sure I heard you call me a schmuck. So now what is your point, Jim?
Here, take this cigar and place it into your anus. Oh, whoops. I forgot to translate that one.
Yeah, you did.
My mistake there, man. Oh, hey, Mark, you know, you ask what this is all about. I'll tell you what this is all about. Mark, all this recent hullabaloo, a Swedish term meaning hubbub, a Swazi word meaning fiddle-faddle, an English word meaning hullabaloo, all this hullabaloo over Mexicans singing the national anthem in Spanish is driving me nuts! A squirrel word meaning, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Not because I think singing it in Spanish is an insult to America, but... Because it's an insult to Spain. First, the Mexicans take Mexico away from Spain. Then they start singing the American anthem in Spanish. At least they sing it in their own language, for God's sakes.
Spanish is their own language, Jim.
Sure, Mark. You wouldn't tell that to a Klingon, would you? But now on to something even more important. So important that I feel it must be said over the national anthem sung in German. When my ancestors... first came here from Germany to farm the Midwest and wipe out the Indians with disease and poor land management. They too, like the proud Mexicans of today, were escaping the hard life of high-quality public schools, state-of-the-art mass transit, and religious tolerance. Millions of these German immigrants settled in barren wastelands we now call Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. There they forged the network of cities and towns where the passion for drunkenness and funny accents was only equaled by the desire to practice unsustainable agriculture. Then came the big war. WW1. Anti-German sentiment ran wild and names changed. Places like Germantown became Riverside. Townships with names like Baden, Deutsche, and Blame the Jew became Smith Township, Jefferson Township, and Blame the Jew Township. That didn't change much.
Yeah.
And it didn't end there, Mark.
Uh-huh.
In some parts of Kansas, you still can't even say the word schnitzel. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
This. Our ancestors all came from somewhere else, whether it be from the proto-utopian haven of high Renaissance Europe like myself, or the primitive backwaters of cannibal-infested Siberia like yours.
What is that?
It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What does matter is that we're all equal under the law of this land, just as long as we all know our place and stay there. Until next time, this is Jim Earl saying, you've taken a ride on le ride de Jim de la Colera. I've been Earl and you've been Earled.
Schrapten so tafter
und der rote. Let it go, let it go. No, let it keep going. I don't want this to be wasted.
Die in einer Luft besten gab Beweis durch die Nacht, dass unser Markieren von
Weiden
vernacht wird wahrer. Oh, sagen bewegt diese
schön
Star Spangled Banner Show.
Man, what a note.
Über das Land von Frieden und das Haus von Tom Ferren.
What happened to that?
Berlin nach Dick.
What happened to the high note, man?
I'm not a eunuch.
Yeah, you were almost there, though. I was waiting to be satisfied by the high note, but you didn't hit it.
That was the only note I can't hit.
Hey,